If you'd like to, go ahead and turn your Bibles to 1 Kings 18. We'll be reading there in a moment. And the invitation song tonight will be number 322, Bring Christ Your Broken Life. Tonight I will be speaking about faith. A few Sundays ago, we actually talked about faith and the story of Elijah at Mount Carmel in our Bible classes, and that's what I'll be reading tonight. Beginning in verse 20 of 1 Kings 18. So Ahab sent for all the children of Israel and gathered the prophets together on Mount Carmel. And Elijah came to all the people and said, How long will you falter between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal, follow him. But the people answered him not a word. Then Elijah said to the people, I alone am left a prophet of the Lord, but Baal's prophets are 450 men. Therefore, let them give us two bulls, and let them choose one bull for themselves. Cut it in pieces, and lay it on the wood, but put no fire under it. And I will prepare the other bull, and lay it on the wood, but put no fire under it. Then you call on the name of your gods, and I will call on the name of the Lord. And the God who answers by fire, he is God. So all the people answered and said, It is well spoken. Now Elijah said to the prophets of Baal, Choose one bull for yourselves, and prepare it first, for you are many. And call on the name of your God, but put no fire under it. So they took the bull which was given them, and they prepared it, and called on the name of Baal from morning even until noon, saying, O Baal, hear us. But there was no voice, no one answered. Then they leaped about the altar which they had made. And so it was at noon that Elijah mocked them and said, Cry aloud, for he is God. Either he is meditating, or he is busy, or he is on a journey, or perhaps he is sleeping and must be awakened. So they cried aloud and cut themselves, as was their custom, with knives and lances, until the blood gushed out on them. And when midday was past, they prophesied until the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice. But there was no voice, no one answered, no one paid attention. Then Elijah said to all the people, Come near to me. So all the people came near to him, and he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down. And Elijah took 12 stones, according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, to whom the word of the Lord had come, saying, Israel shall be your name. Then with the stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord, and he made a trench around the altar, large enough to hold 2 seahs of seed. And he put the wood in order, cut the bull in pieces, and laid it on the wood, and said, Fill 4 water pots with water, and pour it on the burnt sacrifice and on the wood. Then he said, Do it a second time, and they did it a second time. And he said, Do it a third time, and they did it a third time. So the water ran all around the altar, and he also filled the trench with water. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known this day that you are God in Israel, and I am your servant, that I have done all these things at your word. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that you are God, you are the Lord God, and that you have turned their hearts back to you again. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and stones and the dust, and it licked up the water that was in the trench. Now when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and they said, The Lord, he is God, the Lord, he is God. And Elijah said to them, Seize the prophets of Baal, do not let one of them escape. So they seized them, and Elijah brought them down to the brook Kishon and executed them there. In this passage, we see Elijah demonstrate his great faith in God, because it took a lot of faith to stand up against the 450 prophets of Baal. It took a lot of faith to believe that God would set fire to the altar even after he had dumped all of that water on it. Now please turn to 1 Kings 19. Beginning in verse 1. And Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done, also how he had executed all the prophets with the sword. Then Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah saying, So let the gods do to me, and more also, if I do not make your life as the life of one of them by tomorrow at this time. And when he saw that, he arose and ran for his life and went to Beersheba, which belongs to Judah, and left his servant there. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a broom tree. And he prayed that he might die and said, It is enough. Now, Lord, take my life, for I am no better than my fathers. Then as he lay and slept under a broom tree, suddenly an angel touched him and said to him, Arise and eat. Then he looked, and there by his head was a cake baked on coals and a jar of water. So he ate and drank and lay down again. And the angel of the Lord came back a second time and touched him and said, Arise and eat, because the journey is too great for you. So he arose and ate and drank, and he went in the strength of that food 40 days and 40 nights as far as Horeb, the mountain of God. And there he went into a cave and spent the night in that place. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him, and he said to him, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" So he said, "I have been very zealous for the Lord God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken your covenant, torn down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword. I alone am left, and they seek to take my life." In this passage, we see that Elijah runs from Jezebel because of his actions at Mount Carmel. He felt very alone, and he feared for his life, which is understandable. But it is such a stark contrast from the previous chapter. Elijah had great faith that God would bring down fire, but not that God could protect him from Jezebel. To me, this is encouraging because even a man as faithful as Elijah can still have his faith shaken. Having your faith shaken is nothing to be ashamed of. It is how you react, how you recover, that matters. Elijah then went on in 1 Kings 21 to confront Ahab about Naboth even after Mount Carmel. He had faith that God would protect him. Have you ever had your faith shaken? Some verses that help me are Joshua 1:9, "Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid nor be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." Psalm 46:1, "God is our refuge and strength, the very present help in trouble." Isaiah 41:10, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you." 1 John 4:4, "You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world." We must always have faith, because Hebrews 11:6 tells us that without faith, it is impossible to please him. It is comforting to know that the Lord knows those who are his. 2 Timothy 2:19. As Christians, we have the assurance of salvation. Do you have the assurance that God is your refuge? Have you obeyed the Lord yet? John 5:22 tells us, "No man cometh unto the Father but by me." We come to God only through Jesus Christ. The only way you can become a child of God is by being baptized in the name of Christ for the remission of sins, washing them away. Why do you wait? Please come forward and be buried with Christ through baptism as we stand and sing.